All eyes on Washington today with the long-anticipated release of a redacted version of the Mueller report. But there is other news happening around the globe, including this announcement from North Korea. The regime in Pyongyang said it has successfully tested a new tactical guided weapon. Pyongyang also said it no longer wants to negotiate with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and it was also announced that leader Kim Jong-un will hold a summit with Vladimir Putin in Russia later this month. Sounds like the hat trick of provocations to me. Vipin Narang is a nuclear policy expert at MIT. Let's start with this new weapon test. What was it, most likely?
So I don't think we know exactly what it was. By all accounts, it seems like a tactical missile system, probably something like an anti-tank guided missile system. It's probably not nuclear capable. I think this is probably in line with the last couple of days. Kim Jong-un has been visiting his conventional military forces, probably trying to boost their morale, check their readiness. And until we get a picture or more details, I think it's probably best to assume that it certainly wasn't a ballistic missile. The United States did not detect a missile launch. So I think it's more of a conventional tactical system for the conventional forces. And I think it's part of a broader pattern about Kim Jong-un, I think, increasing the readiness, trying to signal, remember what can happen if diplomacy falls apart. But in a lot of ways, it's calibrated because it's not a real significant provocation.
What was the reaction from the Pentagon about this weapon test? And does that kind of give us any further details about what it might be?
I haven't seen any major reaction. I think a lot of people are in wait-and-see mode at the moment. The more concerning developments have probably been, you know, Kim Jong-un never said he would stop producing nuclear weapons or ballistic missiles, but we're seeing renewed activity at some of the facilities associated with their nuclear and ballistic missile program. And, you know, I think since Hanoi, Kim Jong-un has signaled, look, I can load my gun again. I haven't fired it yet, but just remember what can happen if this whole process falls apart.
Right, the Hanoi meeting of the last summer.
Correct.
Then North Korea says they don't want to negotiate with Mike Pompeo anymore.
Oh, yeah, Kim special.
What's that about?
This is, So, you know, I think in front of Congress the other day, Secretary Pompeo referred to Kim Jong-un as a tyrant, and they reacted very badly. It was very interesting to me that they referred specifically to that in this press release. And they are basically saying, look, we can't negotiate with somebody who abuses Kim Jong-un. And I think they blame Pompeo and John Bolton for introducing the poison pill, what I call the Hanoi holdup, right? So Kim Jong-un shows up in Hanoi expecting President Trump to live up to what he's been saying publicly about, oh, I'm satisfied as long as Kim Jong-un isn't testing nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles. And I think North Korea was expecting kind of an interim step-by-step deal. And we're probably legitimately surprised and shocked when President Trump handed them a piece of paper basically demanding Kim Jong-un to hand over the keys to his nuclear kingdom. And they said, thanks, but no thanks. We're going to get on the train back to Pyongyang. And so I think there's a strong belief in Pyongyang and the negotiating team on the North Korean side that Pompeo and Bolton were responsible for the downturn in this process. And they're very happy and very cleverly reserving a lot of praise for President Trump still.
And then the third point, Vipin, this announcement that Kim Jong-un is going to have a summit meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin at the end of this month. How significant is that?
Yeah, I think that's probably the most significant development in the last day or so, because, you know, as part of taking the air out of the maximum pressure campaign, North Korea has really relied on black market trade with China and Russia. And there's a longstanding relationship between the Soviet Union, Russia, and North Korea. So this summit is actually reinvigorating an old alliance that North Korea had. Kim Jong-un has repaired his relationship, as far as we can tell, with China. When he first came into office, there's a lot of tension with China. And I think if I'm Kim Jong-un, I think, you know, I don't want to put all my eggs in the China basket. And so this opening and leader-level summit with Putin of Russia, I think is really important for the North Koreans to have multiple options to break effectively the UN and U.S. maximum pressure campaign.
Vipin Narang, a nuclear policy expert at MIT, thanks very much for explaining this.
Thank you so much for having me.